Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What time of day, the best you can recall, that you arrived on scene to help with the search?
We arrived to the residence. I believe I got there just after 7 a.m. on the 9th.
On the property as part of that search?
Yes.
What did you find?
I found remains of Tylee, and then I observed the remains of JJ.
Describe where those remains were found for each of them relative to the property.
JJ was located by the pond area of the property, and Tylee was found near a fire pit just east of the property. I placed handcuffs on Chad.
And what did you do with him once handcuffs were placed upon him?
He was told that he was being detained right now, and he complied. I correctly put the handcuffs on, checked for proper tightness, double locked them, and then put him in my patrol vehicle. That's my patrol vehicle with Chad Daybell sitting in the back section where we have our detainees.
And to confirm also, is this the day of June 9th, 2020?
Yes.
So this is all relative to the search that you've been testifying about already?
Yes.
Hi. They said I could talk with you and I didn't want you to be able.
Judge, I'm going to stop at 1 minute, 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 17 seconds and ask a question. Detective Wheeler, are you aware of who is the person that has just approached Mr. Daybell in the vehicle?
His daughter, Emma.
I love you so much.
I love you. Glad you came over.
I thought they had taken you downtown already.
I got about to the Fremont County line.
I saw it as soon as you left me.
Again, stopping at 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 38 seconds. Detective Wheeler, can you just explain to the jury the positioning of your patrol vehicle relative to the Daybell property and vantage points that could be seen from where Mr. Daybell is sitting as he sits now?
So we're parked on the south side of the residence. I believe the road is 200 north. So we're just south of the residence and facing west. And so if he were to look right outside of that open door, he would be looking at his house.
And from his sitting position, would he have a vantage point to see the pond area in his on his property or the fire pit area on his property?
From that position, he would just have to look over to his right shoulder and out that door, kind of towards the back of the vehicle.
What would he be able to see if he did that?
He'd be able to see the fire pit area for sure.
And to be clear, whose remains were found in the fire pit?
That was Tylee.
I'm going to go ahead and play this continuously for a while, Your Honor.
Chased you down and then they came back.
Ron?
Ron?
Just concerning the car.
Huh?
I know they...
Okay. What's that?
Oh, just about the car.
Oh, we'll take care of the car. We're going
to
take
it. Is she able to get it?
Yeah, you can get that. You may have to go through the car if you're arrested in it.
Right.
The thing we got to do, but then...
She can have her bananas and her...
I gave him her food.
We'll try to get a card before it's for
you. You can eat it.
So, Eric, or Ron, so like my wallet, will that be able for her to pick up? Or could I turn that over to her right now?
Is that in the car? Is that here?
It's right here.
Up to you. I don't see. Can I look through it? Just
sure.
There's going to get marked.
Lisa.
No, so oh.
Is there anything that you're going to need in that?
Well, she'll be running my finances, I suppose. So that has a little money on it. You could.
Okay. So these are credit cards, so you're good if she just takes them.
Yeah.
Correct.
In the middle drawer on the left side in Mark's room, there's about $90,000 in two white envelopes.
Okay.
So get that. Yeah, so we'll talk more about car payments and stuff, but you have that password.
I do.
I believe the Hawaiian.
That's this one.
First Hawaiian Bank. If you use that same password for this account, it's Chad Abel. That's what else you're thinking. The producer there. This has nothing on it. It's like $6. That has to go away. So this, okay, in that same drawer, you can grab it, is a piece of this that would fit in here, and it's got a company card, company business card. And so just make sure you get that.
And this is all in Mark's room?
Yeah, I put that in there. There's a like a pamphlet with a guy who's sitting in a car. It's for the Wells Fargo auto loan.
That's the loan that they went
on. Yeah, and so that we'll talk about. So this has, if you go to Telmate, this is the card that's used.
Okay.
And so all you really do, you could probably just sign in as chad.davel or start your own.
I have an account that I've been talking with Lori on.
Okay. But you could use this card.
To add money.
Yeah. And to her if needed.
Okay.
So, yeah, she'll need to still have commissary money. Usually puts 30 a week in there. And you can probably talk to her too.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We love you so much.
I love you. Cooperate with them as much as you feel. You know what I mean?
I'm stopping at 10758, Your Honor. Detective, based on your knowledge, at this point that day in the search, had law enforcement asked for any cooperation from Emma?
I can't testify to that because I don't know the extent of that.
Fair enough. Then narrowing it just to you, had you asked her to do anything or asked for any kind of cooperation from her?
No.
Thank you.
They've been kind to us today. I texted John Pryor, so he has my number. He said thank you.
Okay. A lot of the company stuff that pays for the house should just auto pay still out of that company account.
Thanks.
You know, I left $5,000 in there.
Okay.
If you need something, come find me.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions you have?
I think, well, it sounds like you're not going to be out.
Right.
So I think I'm going to, my landlord texted me just to feel bad for me. I think I'm going to come over here.
That's what I needed you to say, because, yeah, you and Joe.
Stopping at 10904, Detective Wheeler. I just want to reiterate, we just heard that comment about he's not likely going to be out. at that point in time, you had not formally put him under arrest. Is that right?
Aside from placing him in handcuffs and detaining him, no.
But you didn't advise him of potential charges or anything like that at that
point? No.
And as far as you know, had any other law enforcement advised him of any specific charges that he may be facing?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Thank you.
And whatever Mark wants to do, he should stay with you here.
I'll take care of Mark. I'll take care of me. I will, Dad. I'll take care of me. I'll take care of you the best I can. Sorry to interrupt.
So keep paying the mortgage out of the company. No, you can probably set it up though. I'm trying to. It's Wells Fargo. In that same pamphlet. The password.
I'll look, but I've had a lot of success with mom stuff, just saying, will you help me? My mom died. I'm pretty sure. Will you help me? My dad's in jail.
It should be paid through July 1st.
Okay.
And I think the car is paid through July 15th. So you shouldn't have any bills to worry about. Yeah, I'm not coming back. So all that stuff that's in the baby room is Lori's and mine. The suitcases you'll see in the box. Just put it in the garage, I guess, after.
Store it. See what happens.
You guys can. Yeah, take that mattress from upstairs, I guess, that you want. Put the books back on the shelf. We're going to make it through. I'm glad we could talk. I'm glad they let you come over.
I started crying as we sent it. Well, what do you want to talk to him? Like, Hannah, he said he's just over there. Like, oh, that changes things. You probably saw us out there.
Yeah, I was watching. Things will slow down for you guys and get left alone. But yeah, they'll let you move out of there. You just get over here. You get gosh.
Well, I
still feel better.
I'd be moving soon. That's what the spirit was telling me, but I didn't know how it all. I felt like I needed to learn more. And now I get it.
So yeah, this is essentially the house, and we'll talk to John Pryor about the financial arrangement, but you should be fine for a while.
I think long enough to get on our feet.
I have a lot in that account with the other attorney, so that will take care of me for a while, and maybe we just do a refinance on the house or a home equity loan. I don't think it's going to break us. I think that might be an option there. I might need to authorize putting you on the mortgage.
The account with you? And just probably leave Joe off it?
Yeah. Yeah, keep me on it with you. And
do you have accounts like that when you're in jail?
I don't know.
I guess this is the part you get to get someone else's accounts.
Well, technically Spring Creek Book Company's office, so you can. We'll manage it that way. Some point along.
And you have you can send things through Amazon to the jail?
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't send you a package, but Amazon, if I ordered it through there, it could get to you.
Yeah.
I'll only do that as you ask for stuff.
Lori would know the Amazon account.
I'll talk to her.
Yeah. Because I have, like, $265 or so in there as gift certificates. So don't pay.
Yeah, I won't.
We'll get it figured out. It's like Cholo 1105. Same as for Loves Elena. at icloud.com, I believe is the password. I don't know what they're going to do with the computers. You could probably, it wasn't part of the search warrant.
Do you know, are they leaving the computers?
Well, they were in my bag. They were in the car.
They'll probably hold on to those and try to get them out.
Okay, but things that are currently in the house will likely be left.
I don't know what's been taken out.
Okay.
When we clear from there, whatever's in there.
It'll be left, okay.
I talked to them and told them the bedrooms and to not mess it up. And they didn't seem like they were going to luminol at all.
Okay.
But yeah, I get Garth and Beth moved and you guys come over here. It'll work out. It's all in the Lord's hands.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk. I don't know if I'm Madison or Fremont. I think they're deciding that right now. But
that's what it sounded like. Detective Ball wouldn't, or Lieutenant Ball wouldn't say because he didn't know.
I'm sure Fremont has a cellmate system. So.
Well, at Fremont, when I went in to get fingerprinted to teach, I was like in there, like in the jail. I was like in my, like, teacher clothes. This is little recent grad. So I don't know what they do.
Sorry, all the neighbors are going to be talking, but you just...
We're okay, Dad.
Well,
we're okay. You raised us that we're independent now with your wallet.
Glad you got that.
Call me.
Right. But yeah, get that money out of there. Probably just put it in your own personal account rather than have the cash laying around. Do you need some?
I think they've been okay talking with her. I might not tell Joe about it either.
About the money?
Yeah, no. I have an account that's just in my name. I'm just going to put it in there. Wait.
Well, Garth knows about that money.
Garth doesn't spend this frivolously, Joe.
The checkbooks are in that drawer, too, if needed, but you shouldn't need them. If at some point you feel you need to clear out the Hawaii account or something, you can check my email. I haven't picked that computer, but my email at Rexburg password is pretty much everything.
Okay.
For the bank or my email. Cholo 1105, but I think I switched to all of those. Yeah, I talked to Lori just for like 2 minutes. So she's aware they were searching.
Was she surprised?
She seemed bothered or disturbed. I mean, yeah, but so yeah, I'll be fine.
I don't know what they told you because I asked Lieutenant Ball, where did you find the human remains? That's what they told me, that they found human remains. And I said, well, there are several dogs that have been buried there. And he said, respectfully, Emma, I can tell the difference of human remains. And I asked, where was it? And he said, over by the pond under that tree, that it was in the ground and had boards over it.
Okay.
But that didn't, Chase and I have walked all over there.
Yeah.
I can see in your face that surprised you. Because they asked, do you want to know what he's charged for? And then they went, well, actually, we don't have it. They said, we don't want to tell you something wrong.
I don't know if they're going to charge you for
that. And so he told me that the what they're looking at is that they found one body with the probable cause. There's likely two. So I asked, are you going to search the property forever until it's found? And he said, well, no, but we're going to look. And he said, because I said, what about, this is the home for my siblings and there's a baby. And he said, if you're not able to get back in tonight, we'll hook them up at a hotel. But you're not in trouble.
I think they'll let them back.
I,
there's nothing in the house.
Stopping at 1 hour, 19 minutes, and 17 seconds. Detective Wheeler, at that point, to the best that you can recall, was any of the search focused inside of the house?
Not that I can recall.
So the focus, as based on your memory, was all outside of the house?
Correct.
Focused on the house at all?
We've kind of been looking in it in the yard.
Yeah, I mean, Mark gets back. I wouldn't mind.
I think we're okay coming over. We just have to have law enforcement escort us onto the scene. And
we'll make it through.
Mark deals with trauma weird that he just acts vaguely unimpressed. So I called him and said, Dad got arrested, and he said, well, I guess I should come home. Yeah, Mark, you should.
Yeah, you don't need to go. Yeah.
I don't want to. Joe is home. He's home and he has Chase. Garth and Seth went in Garth's car to pick up Mark.
So if you can get
back a couple seconds.
Okay. Yeah, just in the, let Mark use the Equinox or however you rearrange the cars. But I, yeah, it's all a matter of timing. It seemed to come together. But I love you.
Love you very much. Thank you for letting me speak with her.
Just when that cellmate, once I'm available to talk, we can talk. So, thank you. Love you.
Stopping at 121.47. Detective, what direction is Mr. Daybell looking when he just turned his head and looked back?
It appears to me he's looking over to the fire pit area.
And that is, in fact, where Tylee's remains were found?
Yes.
And you were present when her remains were found, is that correct?
I was.
Can you just briefly describe what your observations were when you were involved in that process?
So I had been tasked with helping carefully excavate around the remains. The odor was horrible. The decay had set in. We were trying to get pieces of flesh and bones as much kept together as possible until we were able to get most of it out and laid out and packaged.
Thank you. And to be clear for the jury, before you became involved in the actual search and helped find Tylee, what did you do with Chad in the back of your patrol car?
So shortly after that, we were asked to transport him to the Fremont County Jail. So Detective Schmidt and I transported him to that facility.
So then what did you do after you transported him back to the jail?
I was asked to come back to the scene, and that's where I was informed that they'd also found an area where...
I'm going to object at this point. That's calls for hearsay.
It sounds like there wasn't foundation for that, so I'll sustain that.
So when you returned, what did you do specifically?
I assisted in searching the area of the fire pit.
And were you the lead investigator at that point?
No.
Was there a lead investigator?
Yes.
And were you following directions from whomever that was?
Yes.
As you recall, who was that person?
It would have been either Lieutenant Ball or Detective Hermosillo, but I can't say for sure.
There's no doubt you were a subordinate. Is that fair?
No doubt.
I think the last question, about how long were you back at the property in this process of recovering Tylee's remains?
I had returned back to the property at approximately 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon after I dropped Chad off, and we were there the rest of that day and into the next day, the 10th.
Approximately how many hours the rest of that day were you there?
I had to estimate another 5 or 6. I also assisted in setting up light trailers and things for scene security overnight. Sorry, light trailers.
A quick word from our sponsor. We have hidden gems from all over the world sending us evidence on cases. But when a resurfaced police interview is in Spanish, or a witness to the murder speaks Portuguese, or an old newspaper clipping is in French, the evidence is literally getting lost in translation. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning app, helping me put true crime into 25 different languages. Rosetta Stone immerses you with no English translations, so you actually really learn to speak and listen and think in that language for a natural learning process. Do not put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Rosetta Stone listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Yes, the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. You lose weight, it comes back. You lose it again, it comes back again. And if this cycle sounds familiar, you're not alone, and there is a better way. What if you could take a weekly shot to lose weight and keep it off? That's where Ro comes in. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with lifestyle changes so you can lose weight and keep it off. Ro handles it all, even insurance paperwork. If eligible, you have access to a provider on demand. You can sign up online from home, no doctor's visits. Average weight loss, get this, 15 to 20% in a year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria do apply. Go to ro.co/hidden. Sign up today and you will pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's Ro, ro.co/hidden.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your Honor, at this time, I don't have any further questions.
Did you listen to that blessing at some point?
I did.
And do you know who was giving the blessing?
Chad Daybell.
Do you know who he was giving the blessing to?
Alex Cox.
Are you familiar with what faith the patriarchal blessings are attached to?
I am.
And what faith is that?
With the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's a stake patriarch that gives that blessing.
So it's a specific calling someone has within the LDS faith to be able to give those blessings to another person?
Yes, it is.
And Chad did not hold that calling?
My understanding, he did not.
Chad Daybell, it is November 24th, 2019, Sunday afternoon, 5:15 p.m. We're going to give Alex Lamar Cox a patriarchal blessing.
Alexander Lamar.
Alexander Lamar Cox. On this special day, I lay my hands upon your head to give you a patriarchal blessing. As part of the member of the Church of the Firstborn, that you have earned the privilege to be a member of. I do so by the power of the Melchizedek priesthood, which I hold, and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who has authorized this blessing. I'm just grateful that you're receiving it as you move forward in your life. You are a member of the house of Israel, of the 12 tribes, and you are a descendant of Joseph through the tribe of Ephraim, which grants you many blessings, particularly of spreading the gospel in these latter days and protecting and preserving those who seek to learn the truth. And that has been your mission on this earth, and it will now expand into ways that we will discuss further in the blessing. I want to begin by opening up the portals of time and going back to your previous creations in which you've lived. I see you on the third creation as a valiant warrior fighting for truth and righteousness, always seeking to do what is right. Then you progressed and were selected by the Savior himself to be part of the fourth creation. Great warriors were needed in that creation. Powerful goddesses were needed to be protected, and you were selected to help protect your sister. And you helped her in numerous probations as a defender. You have a special bond even from the premortal world. You connected there. And as she grew in power, you were right there beside her, always. With a humble heart, you both always were so humble. So as this fifth creation began, after you had been exalted in the fourth creation, when you could have gone on to exaltation with Holly, resurrected being, you accepted the Savior's invitation one more time to come to this mortal realm to condescend as a God. You help us. You have already assisted us in ways that can never be repaid. But you will continue to do so as you move forward in this life. You were born into a family that needed you desperately, with a set of parents who spoke of the gospel with their mouths, yet did not live it. And once again, you were reunited with a sister who needed you to survive such an environment. In no way was it a reflection on either one of you that you lived in that home. You were put there to help each other persevere. But the lessons you had to learn in your youth have now made you both strong, powerful servants of the Lord that would not have occurred in a traditional LDS home. You had to go to great depths to achieve tremendous heights. And the fruits of those trials are beginning to be demonstrated. You were granted to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that was a strength to you. You learned about your Savior and grew closer to him. And rekindled in some ways the connections you've always had with him. And through adulthood, you have refined yourself. And I just want you to know that at this time, the Savior is saying it to me, well done. Thy soul is cleansed. All is well. And now you'll begin into your terrestrial phase of this existence, that you'll be a powerful servant. I bless you with that knowledge that you'll now move forward as a true warrior in ways that can be demonstrated through not only physical action, but through spiritual power that is coming to you and will be bestowed upon you. I bless you with the knowledge that through marriage, you'll be united with a partner who will match your powers and complement your strength. You'll be known throughout the world for your good-heartedness, your willingness to save souls all over the world through portals, and you will begin to gather the souls that come unto Christ. I see you in New Jerusalem, but more importantly, I see you as a messenger of the Lord. Surrounding New Jerusalem will be many small communities where people will come who aren't quite ready to enter those heavenly gates, those terrestrial gates. And one of your missions will be to go among the people and testify as a prophet that they can make it. You'll share your own experiences of overcoming adversity. And through your example, they will rise up. You will give tremendous blessings to them, raise their vibrations, and be like a brother to many of these fathers who may have had doubts, but through your strength, they will look to you as a hero, and you'll bring entire families that have been sanctified to the gates of New Jerusalem, and they will be allowed in on your word. Will be just one of the many wonderful experiences you'll have. I see you doing that often, but then based on assignments, you might go further into the world. Always serving, always a missionary. And with your companion, you'll communicate with Mother Earth herself. You'll know where to be before natural disasters happen, that you can be on location to protect key leaders, church leaders, and to preserve who should survive. Little children, I see you gathering up little children in your arms, saving them from floodwaters. Just having a collage of moments that await you in this life, rescuing the pure and innocent, leading them to safety. Dozens of instances. And you will be looked upon as an angel on earth. You'll literally glow for those who are allowed to see you. And those mortals who aren't allowed to see that will know through the spirit of the great power you possess. Proper time, after many years of service in such ways, as the second coming approaches, you will know when it's time to move to the other side. This body that has served you well will lay down one day, and you'll pass. Your spirit will leave this body, and you'll be greeted wholeheartedly and welcomed by the Savior himself. You will already know him, but that reunion will take place on a greater plane that the spirit, you'll feel that at that time the vibration will exceed all. Before the second coming even occurs, the Savior will let that body rest a day or two, and much like himself, you will be raised and be resurrected, so that when the Savior does return, you will be right at the front of that amazing team of angels who will sweep the earth, much like described in the renewed earth. You will be there. It will bring you great joy to help Mother Earth transfer to a terrestrial realm, to burn away the celestial refuse. At that time, you and Holly will still have assignments here temporarily, but then you will move forward. She's already preparing a world for you two, and you will be able to be an eternal family with eternal children on that earth. And the glory will just continue for you out on and on through eternity. So may bless you at this time with strength, power, and dominion over the callings you will receive, and that you are part of a very special team of people that are moving towards translation and transfiguration, and that the Lord will be with you at all times. You will be a patriarch in your own home. You will give blessings similar to this. Your veil will be essentially gone. You'll be able to see into the past and into the future for these individuals and share with them the same type of knowledge and truth. We bless you with protection throughout your mortal life, that angels will now be assigned to you. As you've reached this vibration, you have 9 angels assigned to you now to watch you from all sides through your faithfulness. I know you will stay faithful. You have a great mission. I protect you. I bless you with a strong protection against Satan and his followers, Lucifer, Cain, anyone else who seeks to oppose you. You will fill a new vitality and strength against them, and to use your priesthood to defend against them. I close this patriarchal blessing by assuring you that you will rise to an eternal glory, and that you will have an eternal family, and that your exaltation is assured through your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
And Your Honor, I have State's Exhibit 50 ready to submit.
Very well.
Detective Duncan, when you listened to that, could you hear a female also?
Yes.
Do you know who that female was?
Judge, I'm going to object without some proper foundation.
Sustained.
Based on your investigation, did you ever hear the voices of any other individuals involved in this case?
Yes, I did.
Did you ever hear the voice of Lori Vallow?
Yes, I did.
Do you know, based on that, did you recognize the female voice within that blessing?
I believe that voice to be Lori Vallow.
In that blessing, were there certain things that stood out to you?
There was a lot. First off, the date, November 24th, that is spoken, 2019, by Chad. And the other thing that stood out was at the beginning, when he mentions that Alex is part of the church of the firstborn, that stood out to me. And then third, is in there talking about how he had already helped us more than they could repay him.
And breaking that down a little bit, with regard to the Church of the Firstborn, is that affiliated with the LDS faith to the best of your knowledge?
Judge, I'm going to object unless there's some foundation.
Sustained.
And Your Honor, if I may respond.
Go ahead.
I'm happy to lay more foundation, but I think I've already asked this officer previously on a similar objection if he looked into the LDS faith and is familiar with some of the terms used. So I think we have laid foundation for purposes of the investigation.
Judge, that's a pretty broad statement.
Well, if you'll re-ask the question, I thought you were talking about a different church. So go ahead.
Through the investigation, and are you familiar with whether or not the Church of the Firstborn is affiliated with the LDS Church?
It's my understanding that the two are not affiliated.
Is that why it caught your attention?
Yes.
And you talked about a statement in there that the statement was made, already assisted us in ways that can never be repaid.
Correct.
And again, Chad was giving the blessing.
Correct.
And it's your belief Lori was also present for the blessing.
Yes.
And then circling back, you said one of the other things that stood out to you was the date, November 24th of 2019.
Yes.
Do you know if Alex Cox is still alive?
Alex Cox is still alive during that time, yes.
And do you know when he passed away?
December of 2019.
So just shortly after this?
Yes.
In the blessing, did you also hear reference made, you will know when it's time to move to the other side?
I did.
And that's Chad telling that to Alex?
Correct.
On November 24th of 2019, were Tylee and JJ missing?
Yes, they were.
And on November 24th of 2019, was Charles Vallow dead?
Yes.
And on November 24th of 2019, was Tammy Daybell dead?
Yes.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.